Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9 and verse 23. Jesus' reply. You remember that the Father has answered Christ's question, and he explains that his boy, his young son, from childhood has been in this dreadful condition. And in the midst of making this report to Christ, the Father had said, "But if you can do anything, if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." Now I look at Jesus' reply to this. The man had said, "If you can do anything, if you can, what did Jesus say? "If you can." But the tone of these two statements, exactly the same words, the tone is so very different. Here is the man, "If you can," he's pleading, I don't know whether you can, but if you can, I'm desperate. I can hear Jesus, "If you can." Now, my version's got a question mark here. Of course, there's no punctuation in the original, but that's a very apt way of putting it. "If you can," I can hear Jesus saying it. The question mark here is not in the original, as I say, but it's vital. This is a retort. The man is speaking out of despair. The Savior is speaking out of power and assurance. There's no question of it, man. There's no question of it. There's no if with me. It's an absolute dismissal of the man. In a nice sense, he's not belittling the man, but get rid of this notion, "If you can." Of course I can. There is no doubt with me. Ah, but there is an if. Here is an if. As Jesus goes on, "Everything is possible for him who believes." In other words, there's no if about me. I can do it. There's no if about me. As he said to the leper, "I will do it." Chapter 1, verse 40. There's no if about Christ. But there is an if about the man. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Unless you repent, you will never be saved. Unless you believe, you will never be saved. Unbelief is the cardinal sin. According to your faith, we are told. Oh, unbelieving generation. That's what Christ said in verse 19. Oh, unbelieving generation. This is an unbelieving people. So there's the if, and the if is with you, my friend. If you will believe, you can be saved. You will be saved. There's no might or if about that. But the if is, will you? Will you trust the Savior? This is what faith means. Will you believe, trust the Savior? Will you trust Christ only? That's verses 7 and 8. They saw Jesus only. Don't trust Jesus and. Don't trust this and that and the other and Jesus. No, no, no. There's no and about it. Trust Jesus. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Be persuaded of it. Rely upon him. Depend upon him. Look to him. And I'm appealing to you in this sense. It's not work, it's faith. It's not self, it's Christ. It's trusting Christ. I'm going to close with Joseph Hart's hymn. Now remember, Joseph Hart is a pretty quaint writer, but he gets to the marrow of it. "The sinner that truly believes and trusts in his crucified God, his justification receives, redemption in full through his blood. Though thousands and thousands of foes against him in malice unite, their rage he through Christ can oppose, led forth by the Spirit to fight. Not all the delusions of sin shall ever seduce him to death. He now has the witness within, united to Jesus by faith. Faith helps a vile worm of the dust with God to commune as a friend, to know his forgiveness is just, and look for his love to the end. The faith that unites to the Lamb and brings such salvation is as this, is more than mere notion or name, The work of God's Spirit it is, a principle active and young that lives under pressure and load, that makes out of weakness more strong and draws the soul upwards to God. You see, this episode with this lad, it was a genuine cure, an actual real cure in Jesus' day, but it was illustrated in the gospel. And here we reach the crux of it, my friend. Trust Jesus only. If you can help us. If? There's no if about me. But the if is with you. Will you believe? Will you believe? Will you trust the Savior now? I urge you, do so.